Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. There is another delay in the vaccination campaign against the coronavirus in France. The Santé.fr website was a victim of its own success for its first day today. It will allow over 75-year-olds to make an appointment to get vaccinated next week. The problem is that the website was not working for most of the morning. Everything is now back to normal, but we will have to wait until 8 a.m. tomorrow to make an appointment at a vaccination center. At 6 p.m., the Prime Minister will speak for a new press conference on the health crisis. He will announce a reinforcement of the measures, with in particular the possibility of advancing the curfew until 6 p.m. throughout the country. So far, the measure is only enforced in about 20 departments, but the effects are already beneficial, as mentioned by the Minister of Health, Olivier Véran. The trial of the case of the century opened today before the Administrative Court of Paris, with perhaps a first victory for those who fight for the environment. They are suing the French state for inaction. The government commissioner recognized during the hearing the existence of a fault, as France did not respect its objectives of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. It remains to be seen whether the court will follow this advice. And the case had been very publicized. A baker from Besançon began a hunger strike at the end of last week to save his apprentice who was threatened with deportation. Well, he finally won his case this afternoon. His employee from Guinea will be regularized. He will be able to stay in France with the residence permit. Concerns arise regarding the state of health of Silvio Berlusconi. The 84-year-old former head of the Italian government was hospitalized in Monaco for heart problems. His entourage specifies that he will be back home within a few days. And then the northeast of France is still in the snow, with up to 15 centimeters in places. 11 departments are currently under orange weather alert. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.